Let's go to Myanmar, where thousands of people have taken to the streets for a second straight day to protest against the military coup. And they demanded the release of Aung San Suu Kyi. The United Nations estimates that around 60,000 protesters have turned up to rally in Yangon. Demonstrations also took place in other cities, including Naypyidaw and Mandalay. Police trucks and officers in riot gear are stationed at protest sites. At one point, gunshots were heard in the southeastern town of Mewati. A witness tells CNA that no one was hurt. The UN Special Rapporteur on Myanmar says more than 160 people have been arrested since the coup began. Internet access has been partially restored on some mobile networks, but it is unclear if it will be sustained. Social media access remains blocked. Leong Wai-kit is joining us live now with more. Wai-kit, what are the new updates that we're getting from inside Myanmar now that internet has been said to be restored?
Well, Jill, one of those updates would be the fresh footage that we've all seen earlier. Those were filmed fresh on the second day of the protest. I've been told that the numbers of protesters are larger than yesterday. Definitely, police presence are also heavier. As you've said also earlier, the UN estimates there are some 60,000 people in Yangon. Now, Jill, you also mentioned earlier that there was reports of gunshots being heard in Myawadi. That's southeastern Myanmar. Because of the internet being restored, I was able to immediately get in touch with my contacts. One of the witnesses who was there tells me that nobody was hurt. The police had merely wanted to disperse the crowd. They fired shots into the sky. And that's because the crowds were about 100 in the morning, but they very quickly swelled to 500. Again, with the restoration of the internet, there's already talk that the internet could be shut down again. Of course, this is not confirmed. And of course, as of now, we're treating this as fake news and rumours.
And what more can you tell us about the rumour last night about Ms. Suu Kyi's release? Has that been confirmed? And do we know of her whereabouts?
Jill, that's a great question because news agencies, journalists don't talk about rumours. We deal with facts. But in this case, the rumour here is the key news point. You mentioned yesterday that there were rumours of Ms. Suu Kyi being released. That was around 10:30 p.m. Myanmar time, midnight in Singapore, Hong Kong. That is, of course, fake news. There was news that was circulating around Yangon. Interestingly, though, at around midnight, I began receiving SMSs, phone calls. I was even shown videos of people celebrating, and there were fireworks in the sky. Again, the lawyer of Ms. Suu Kyi says this is fake news, but here I want to point out two key points here. That happened on the first day when the internet was blocked. People were communicating primarily on SMS and phone, yet the word could spread quickly for people to actually react to it. So, of course, there are very big concerns that with the internet now being restored, the circulation of fake news could be even more intense and even more people could react to it.
All right, Leong Wai-kit reporting on those fast-developing events in Myanmar.